We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All new. I keep forgetting to say that. JJ and Joanne Show. 13
yeah,
shows in. It's still all new, isn't it?
It is all new. Yeah, we'll be saying that for a year, I bet.
It's still the honeymoon.
Oh, if this is the honeymoon, we're in trouble. We've had more fights already. We could use some help. You know, I have five sisters, right? You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't, out of all those family members and husbands and everything else, there's not one MD in the family. But there is a PhD, a psychologist, my sister Jessica, and she is coming in awfully handy these days. You know that?
Yeah, so of course. People need that kind of help
time.
More than ever. We're all at each other's throats, stuck self-quarantined together.
Yeah, so let's give her a call right now. I think Jacy's got my sister on the phone. Good morning, Dr. Harrell.
Oh, hi, Joanne. How are you?
Hi,
how
Jessica.
Are you? Quite so formal with me. How are you guys this morning?
We're doing just fine. Social distancing as everybody else is now. You guys are also neighbors, right?
We are. So, I'm looking at her house as we speak.
Are you are you touching over the fence?
No, we throw each other a football occasionally, that kind of thing, but no touching.
Yeah. All right. You know, I got to ask right off the top. I know you're a clinical psychologist. Is that the right term?
That is correct.
Is your sister like on permanent retainer? Does she send you a monthly stipend to address all of her needs?
No.
Because I've only worked with her for 13 shows, and she has a lot of problems.
And she knows that. Hold on, Jessica. Before you answer that, here's how it works, JJ, okay? I allowed Jessica to buy the house behind mine. We
allowed.
Share backyards. And
you allowed it.
And that's the payment for all of the healthcare advice and the mental health advice she gives me.
We'll go with that. Yes, I am bound by HIPAA rules here. I can't share too much. So.
You don't have to. I already know. Listen, she spent time on my couch. I know everything there is to know about her issues. Come on. Doesn't take long. My God, it's been 13 days.
Well,
I had her figured out in about 3 days.
I do know a few very good couples counselors if you'd like me to put you guys in touch with them.
I think we could use the help.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right. So just seriously, though, you are a clinical psychologist. What advice do you give people who are just feeling so anxious and stressed out during all this?
Yeah, that's a tough question, and you're right. The anxiety is like nothing really that we've ever seen really across the board, right? I'm very used to it in my own practice. I specialize in the treatment of anxiety and specifically OCD, so I'm used to seeing that at high levels, but this is affecting everyone. So I think in general, you know, what we're trying to do is get people to do a lot of things we've heard, right? Limit the time that you're taking in a lot of news consumption, really try to put parameters around that, you know, doing things like listening to your show and keeping it light and remembering that when you do connect with friends, if that is, you know, over the internet, which we're so grateful that we have this technology to allow us to connect with people virtually, remember the things that, you know, brought you together to be friends in the first place or family in the first place. I think that's really important. People are finding hobbies that they have put off, you know, and skills they wanted to figure out how to get. One of our other sisters told me yesterday that they're offering some online cooking classes, and she's really kind of, you know, taking advantage of that at this time. So, you know, those are kind of the practical solutions for it. But the reality is we have to live with a lot of uncertainty right now. And, you know, tolerating that, sitting with that, being okay with the fact that that feels really bad is something that I, you know, work on every day with clients. And I think really goes for all of us right now. We're very out of control.
Hey, speaking of uncertainty, let me ask you the same question I've asked other guests over the past week. For this conversation, are you wearing pants?
You know, I'm going to let you wonder about that because I think
Thank you, Jessica.
Yeah, you're just welcome. Some great
Say
advice.
Hi to
we
Dad.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Absolutely. You guys take care of yourselves. Reach out to people. I think those little things right now can go a long way.
Were you offended by my personal question to your sister there, Joanne?
No, not at all. It was more you saying that I have a lot of issues already that you've discovered in 13 shows together. I think that was I was more offended by.
Is that a surprise?
No, it's not a surprise. Actually, maybe it's my own fault. We go off mic when we go to songs, and I've just been spilling my heart out to you guys
you
about my own anxieties.
You expose yourself to me every day on this show. Anyway, I'm glad. Well, she didn't say she was or she wasn't, but I'm going to assume she was wearing pants.
You don't have to wear pants on your video conference call. Cover up your top half and wear nothing on your bottom at all. You put on a dress shirt, but you're naked as a bird. It's nudity below the screen. Well, the boss man says that we're meeting on Zoom at 10. You make your hair look great, but there's nothing covering your rear end. And you know that you better not be sitting on leather, 'cause your skin is gonna stick. And it's all because you're not wearing pants on your video conference call. Yeah, you haven't worn pants for the last 4 weeks at all.